The Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club honors truck drivers who have driven at least a million miles accident-free, celebrating over 20 years of rewarding safe drivers. We caught up, in fact, right now with one of our latest Million Mile Club members, Don Kaiser. Don, how are you?
Doing good.
Hey, thanks for being here. We appreciate it. All right, Don, tell us about yourself. How long have you been driving truck?
I've been driving a truck for 34 years.
Wow. You sound way too young to be driving for 34 years. Who do you drive for right now?
I drive for Frito-Lay. I started there in pretty much 2 years out of high school in 1982. And I'm 34 years accident injury free, and I just hit 3 million miles.
Now, have you been with Frito-Lay that whole time?
The whole time.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, I hear a lot of great things about that company. In fact, they've got some operations right up the road from our studios here in Plano, Texas, I believe. And I just hear they're really great to work for.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In fact, I work at the Irving plant right here locally.
Yeah, wow, that's nice. You know, my son and I have always wanted to go take a tour of one of the Frito-Lay plants. Just growing up, there was nothing. I mean, if he wasn't feeling well and you couldn't get him to eat anything else, any of the chips in the Frito-Lay lineup, you could get him to eat. He's such a huge fan of Frito-Lay. I've always said to myself, now that he's an adult, we need to go take a tour of the plant one time. Let's talk.
Come on by. We'll fix you up.
Well, that's awesome. We'd love to. Let's talk about, what got you into truck driving. What is it first, Don, that where you said, that's what I want to do for a living?
Well, originally, I started off, I was going to be a mechanic, a diesel mechanic. I was going to diesel mechanic school.
Okay.
Got on at Frito-Lay, worked in the shop for about a year, and it just kind of evolved into driving. And I've always liked driving, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
So it just kind of got hooked on it.
Yeah, and you're in a great place, working for a great company, and the whole thing. When it comes to safety, you know, as we honor our Million Mile Club members, what is your personal safety philosophy? I mean, if you were going to spread that to another driver, if you're going to share that information, what would you do? What would you say?
My personal take on safety is I take safety personal. When I started off, I kind of set myself some goals. You know, I wanted to make a year safe drive in 5 years, 10 years, and just work to our benchmarks that we have at Frito-Lay.
Right.
And because as drivers, we're measured by our safety record, you know, CSA points and all that.
Yeah.
So it's something you really got to work at every day. I don't take chances. If I'm going to back into a spot and it looks kind of tight, and I'm saying to myself, you know, that looks kind of tight, I stop right then.
Yeah, yeah.
And reposition. If I'm going to make a left turn, and I think that turn looks kind of tight, if I'm thinking it, it's got to be tight.
Sure.
So I will, you know, I might make the block and hit it from a different direction or wait till traffic clears. I don't take any unnecessary chances.
Yeah. Yeah,
because really safety is all about making good decisions.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
You can do safety training every day of the week, but you jump in the truck and do something stupid. Well, what was all the training for?
Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah.
And also, I like, you know, I try to leave myself plenty of space in traffic. You know, I don't tailgate.
Yeah.
In the rain, you got to slow down in the rain.
Yeah.
You just got to constantly be adjusting to the conditions out there. It's something that's got to be on the top of your mind at all times.
Now, I'm guessing, you know, based on what you do and who you drive for, a lot of your miles are in an urban setting. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I, you know, I feel for you guys and gals out there in the urban settings. I mean, it's obviously necessary. We've got to get our stuff, and it comes by truck. But then the other side of that is that you folks have to maneuver, and I mean some of the corners right here. Not far from our studios, getting onto I-35, just taking this right to get onto the access road. There, it just looks like the trucks are never going to make it, and they always clear it. And it's just an amazing talent by the drivers, skills by the drivers, of course, that they have after years and years and years of driving. You learn those things, like you say, you know, if it doesn't look right, stop, make sure it's right before you move forward, essentially. In a situation where you're in, by the way, how many millions of miles do you have right now? How many miles total do you have right now, accident free?
3 million.
3 million. That's amazing. You know, we really cherish our safe drivers out there, because I know that with my family, I want to know that the drivers that are hauling, you know, big loads are out there sharing the road with my family are safe drivers. And I think, again, this is a testament to all of that experience, which is why we love talking to our million-mile drivers. If you're talking to a young driver and they're about to, maybe they've just finished CDL school or finished training with a company, what advice would you give them, aside what you've already told us, for the long haul? What would you tell them, you know, about the career, about the industry itself?
One thing I would tell them is to don't get in a hurry. Be courteous and professional out there on the road.
Yeah.
And you got to have patience.
Sure.
That's the main thing. You got to have patience. You cannot get in a hurry. There's nothing you can do. You know, you can't make it. You can't do anything about the weather. You can't do anything about traffic, but you can adjust to it.
Right.
And just do that. And then give yourself plenty of space. Always be looking down the road in front of you. The space around your vehicle, it just it relieves some of the stress. Somebody's always going to cut in front of you. Let them cut in front of you. Just back off.
Right.
Really just be courteous and professional out there on the road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, in that urban setting, I guess your patience has really grown over the years. You have to have that patience with other people, because those are the individuals, you know, that you can't control. So not only are you driving for yourself and trying to control your truck, but you're also trying to look out for those other folks, as everyone who is on the road should be doing, but unfortunately is not always doing. So, you know, you got to have that patience, and we hear that so much from drivers. What do you like to do when you're not on the road, Don? What do you do? Do you have a hobby that you do?
Yeah, I like to bass fish. I like to work on classic cars. I've restored a 51 Ford pickup, a 50 Ford pickup that I currently still have. And we like to get it on the weekends and just go hit the old back roads and
try to
find a good barbecue place or place for breakfast, or we'll hop on the motorcycle and ride the back road. So even when I'm not driving at work, it seems like I'm driving on the weekend somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's more relaxing when you're just, you know, riding the back roads.
Yeah, yeah, right on. Well, listen, continued success there at Frito-Lay, and our kudos to them, you know, for being such a great company. I know that again, I've heard that unsolicitedly from other folks who have worked with them, and certainly we're proud to have them here in our backyard. And it's, again, an honor to talk to you. Congratulations on your more than 3 million miles now of safe driving. And we want to thank our sponsors, Petro Stopping Centers, Chevron Dello, Motel 6, the St. Christopher Fund, Catscale, and McLean Company, a new sponsor. And, again, we want to remind folks that they can, on the website, check out the Red Eye Radio's Million Mile Club at redeyeradioshow.com. Really great stuff here, Don. Continued success, and hopefully we'll meet you down the road one day. Thank you for being on with us.
Well, I sure appreciate it.
Red Eye Radio.